There's a lot of controversy about what grays are. Little biological engineered bots of some sort, or independent intelligence of some kind, or what do you say grays are?
I think there's different groups of grays. There's a lot of hybridization going on, and there's some tall grays, which I think are the ancient, the original ones. And then a lot of the other ones are little EVs that are running around. They're just biological robots performing certain tasks. So that's where a lot of the abduction phenomenon comes from, and a lot of the other contacts.
All right. And why are the abductions going on? What is it they're trying to learn from the abductions?
Well, mainly that group is dying. They're atrophying. They went straight into knowledge. And they didn't care about their physical bodies or emotions, and they actually bred emotions out of their race. So they have very large heads and very small necks, and the rest of their body is very spindly. And they made a serious mistake in their evolutionary process, you might say, because emotions are the life force. It's what, you know, keeps everything together. It's like the cosmic glue, you might say. So they made a serious mistake there, and so they're trying to breed emotions and a stronger vehicle again, you know.
Okay, when you say breed, does that mean when somebody is abducted, they become part of some sort of breeding experiment ongoing?
Pretty much. It's been going on for a long time, probably over 500 years, but it's tailoring off right now. You're not hearing too much of it going on anymore because the benevolents are coming in and it's, you know, coming to a close.
You're right about that. Don't mean to interrupt, but you're really right about that. We have not had much in the way. We're certainly having a giant UFO flap,
mm-hmm.
but we're not getting an abduction flap. I'm not hearing about abductions. I mean, look, we went through past years where abduction after abduction after abduction. I interviewed, as you know, one very interesting abductee recently, but other than that, there hadn't been much going on with abductions. Have they given up?
Well, they've pretty much gotten what they needed, and the more benevolent ones are coming in, so it's part of our evolutionary process that, like, in the beginning, there's an old saying, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And so, you know, we still are pretty primitive and warlike race, and so the first contacts, we had a choice on whether to align with some very benevolent ones, but we had to choose universal peace and come together as a planet and start working on, you know, restoring our environment and things of that nature. Those were the guidelines. And another group came in and said, well, hey, we'll just give you the technology. Let us, you know, grab a few people and do a little testing. And so, unfortunately, some of our governments and some of other governments as well actually aligned with the ones that weren't so benevolent. And that didn't go real well. So that phase is closing out right now, and we're entering a whole new phase of more benevolent contacts and very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are coming to the planet. But you're just not hearing about that. It's very suppressed.
Why? Why are we not hearing about it? And they're contacting what, individuals?
Well, what they're doing now is they've broken away from contacting governments because they found the motive there and the consciousness and the energy just isn't right.
Can you blame them?
No. You know, we have that old story, you know, why don't they land on the White House lawn? You know, well, there's really no intelligent life there, so they're seeking it out in some other areas. You know, but...
Actually, I laugh, but... I'm sorry, that does make some sense. If the initial deal was, look, mm-hmm. we'll give you some technology, a government's going to jump on that. What do they want in return? A few citizens. Mm-hmm. Hey, no problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, in those days, there was the Cold War going on, and there was a lot of threat, you know, nuclear threat, things like that. So basically, whoever had the best technology wins the war, so they took that route. You know, in the interest of national security.
That's what governments do.
Exactly. But nowadays, you know, in the interest of national security, we really need to choose peace and align with these benevolent ones and get rid of these weapons of mass destruction, you know, the real
ones. James, I'm with you all the way, but, buddy, I just don't see it happening, and I don't see it Certainly it's not happening now, if you look around the world. And as far as the future is concerned, I would love to see it happen, but, and I hate to be cynical, but we don't seem to be moving that way.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a little push in that direction here because, you know, we've shot a few things up and they just come right back down to the ground. And, you know, we've had missile silos totally decommissioned and by the
UFOs. That is true.
And so, you know, they've made it pretty clear that they're not going to allow us to have any kind of an exchange.